Pages 8 and 9. Porchester House, a pretty piece of history. Porchester House is situated west of Porchester Castle. Over the past 600 years, the Grade 2 listed building has had a number of occupants, but current owners, Peter and Sue Lucas, have now been living there for 40 years. Plenty of time to uncover some of the house's best kept secrets. And there are pictures of the white painted house, the owners, Peter and Sue Lucas with their golden Labrador, and the pretty front and rear gardens.
Back in time, Porchester House dates from about 1725, although local knowledge says that it could have been older, dating back as early as 1600. Evidence suggests the house was constructed by the Chandler family. Bartholomew Chandler, a lieutenant in the Royal Navy, lies buried beneath the chancel floor of St Mary's Church in the castle grounds. A plaque on the building states that Porchester House was leased to the government as a prisoner of war hospital in 1756, during the Napoleonic Wars. One resident who lived and worked at the house for more than 50 years was talented watercolour artist Emily Farmer. Two of her famous works, In Doubt, 1881, and Kitty's Breakfast, 1883, are now on display in the Victoria and Albert Museum.
A haunted house. According to Peter, the house was certainly haunted. He recalls, a friend and his dog came to stay while we were away overnight. We came back early the following morning to find them huddled under the kitchen table. He told us he couldn't sleep in the blue room after he had encountered the presence of someone else there. Our friend explained, the dog was terrified and so was I. It followed me downstairs, but fortunately would not come into the kitchen. I locked the doors. Sometime later, another friend was helping me with some DIY, again in the blue room. My friend was downstairs and I went into the garage. Upon my return, I heard him talking to someone. Surprised, I asked him who he was talking to. He replied, I've had a very strange conversation with your mate above. Who is he? There was a deathly hush, as no one else was in the building. This time even my hair stood on end. Odd as it may seem, this incident didn't put us off living at Porchester House. My wife Sue has a way with dogs and children, and after having just one encounter with the ghost, we think he has decided to move on for this decade at least.
Porchester House today. Peter has lived in Porchester House for 40 years. He moved out of Old Portsmouth, where he had lived opposite the family-run business, Lucas Sales, which specialises in making sails and bespoke awnings. I wanted to be near the water and have an open space for my children to enjoy, and Porchester House came up. It is a pretty house with a nice atmosphere, ideal for a family. Improvements carried out include rewiring, replumbing, re-rendering, and trying to make the house as economic to run as we can. It is a precious place, and we have a duty to maintain it to a high standard.
Key features. Porchester House started out as a small cottage, with the west and east wings added later. It is believed that it became fully habitable in 1900. The tranquil property is 6,000 square feet in total, with a separate field nearby. This was previously used as pasture for resident horses, but nowadays the paddock is kept mowed and largely used as an extended garden for the family and all the pets. It also makes a good venue for a family wedding. The long thin pantry was the original kitchen, with the current kitchen a clever conversion of the stables. Sue, an interior designer, says, although we have remodelled the kitchen, we have ensured it is not too modern, by keeping the tone and colours both traditional and appropriate. The kitchen backs out onto a breathtaking garden, which features a pretty water feature and six pillars erected by a former occupant in the 1930s. Private, light and sunny, the garden is a favourite for hosting hog roasts and barbecues for the local community to help raise money for St Mary's Church. The garden is also home to one of Porchester House's oldest residents, a yew tree that is thought to be 400 years old.
Upstairs, downstairs. Starting from the cellar, the main chimney climbs up through the house. There is also a kiln and a coal bunker. Evidence suggests that there could have been an underground passage leading to the castle in the past. Leading upstairs into Emily Farmer's former studio, now a guest bedroom, the array of windows show how Emily could have taken advantage of the different light sources whilst painting. Further exploration reveals an east window that looks out onto the heavily weeded moat of Porchester Castle, whilst inside, one of the newer features is a glorious open roof space converted by Sue 30 years ago. There is no doubt that the Lucas family has transformed Porchester House into a beautiful home, whilst not forgetting the important pieces of history that lay within the walls.